You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also the Ginge.
All right, guys. So this weekend was Tater Tot's birthday. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. We got to go bowling at Sunshine Lanes. Great place. Oh, yeah.
You guys love bowling.
Yeah.
I every weekend.
It is really weird. I had not bowled in probably a year, and then I bowled three times in the last 4 weekends.
Wow.
How weird is that?
That's great. Yeah.
I know. Anyway, so there were some guys next to us that were having a few beers. That's a fair assessment. And they decided to hit on Tater Tot and her sister.
Oh.
So I was a little bit away. The guy comes and sits down. He just says, "Ladies, my friends bet me I wouldn't come over and tell you how beautiful you were." That was his opening line, okay?
All right.
Yeah, it was pretty slick. So pretty soon, Tater Tot kind of wiggles her way out saying, "I'm married." So then she tries to push him off on her sister. Sister is very, very shy. So she slipped away, okay?
Oh, no.
So the hit-on guy, what I did, I don't want to say appreciate, but respect in a strange way, he did not give up there. he was still going.
At it, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, one of her friends, it's cute, stood up, but, you know, she's facing the bowling alleys. We're behind her. And Tater Tot said, "Well, she's single." The drunk guy looks her head to toe and says, "That'll work." Word for word. That was his comment. "That'll work." He literally, he walks on down there and puts his arm around her, never having even seen her face.
Dude, that is probably the smoothest thing I've ever heard. That is like,
no.
That'll work.
That'll
work.
Interests me. No.
It would make you mad.
What a jerk.
And if I watched him just, the look from head to toe, the reason it was so funny is how slow it was. It was a real assessment of what was going on there. That was enough information.
So they hook up her?
Yeah. No.
What?
Oh. No. No, they did not hook up.
No,
it didn't end up working
with
for
that
him.
Loser.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is he a loser? He said one thing.
Did you just hear what I heard?
Have you ever made a mistake in your life?
Of course.
Ever said something wrong? So does that define you as a loser? No.
No, he hasn't said it. He hasn't come out publicly and said it was wrong.
Well, how do you know?
I haven't seen him on the news or anything.
Okay, I'm going to try to chase him down for an
declaration.
Apology.
Look, I don't know. Maybe he didn't, you know, it was a bet also, you know?
What's funny, too, is we had another friend that was bowling, and he said, "How about the tall one?" when he was just looking for single girls.
Ew.
That was the way he described
girls
her.
Girls do the same thing to guys.
No, not my friend.
What do you think girls say? What do you think girls say?
They go, "Oh, I just need to get with him."
Okay, you obviously have no idea what you're talking about.
Clean that up. I'm looking for something to find.
What?
I'm looking to make a bad decision tonight.
That one's good. Yeah. I'm looking for something to find.
Yep. And then she goes out and she goes, "I'm just going to go home with him. He'll do. Yeah. You know what? This goes both ways.
Yeah.
Please don't be the spokesperson for us. So all you're saying is
I'm not being the spokesperson for anyone. I'm just saying it goes both ways.
Think of Foch as the representation of women.
No, absolutely not. Just saying both.
I think probably women are just better at hiding it. You know, maybe they just say it to their girlfriends instead of. No?
No.
Doesn't work that way?
Not Katie and I, don't.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.